From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea's ceremonial head of state will lead a high-level Pyongyang delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea later this week. Kim Jong-nam, the head of the North Korean parliament, is being accompanied by three other officials and 18 support staff. The United States will be represented at the opening of the Olympic Games by Vice President Mike Pence, who arrives in Seoul on Thursday. Two people are dead and dozens injured after an Amtrak passenger train apparently traveling on the wrong track collided with the freight train early Sunday in the southern U.S. state of South Carolina. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says emergency crews quickly arrived to find a horrific scene.
Well, it's a horrible thing to see, to understand the force that's involved. I mean, two trains, that's about as forceful as you can get. The engine of the first engine of the freight train, of course, was torn up, and the single engine of the passenger train, the Amtrak train, which was headed south, was barely recognizable.
The two killed were identified as Amtrak employees. McMaster said a total of 116 people were taken to hospitals for treatment. U.S. President Donald Trump says a disputed Republican Party memo alleging FBI investigators abused their powers in the probe of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election vindicates him, despite the view by most Democrats. Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller is looking into any collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Moscow. And an extreme right Italian politician showed no remorse Sunday after a shooting rampage carried out earlier in the day in which six African people were wounded. 28-year-old Luca Trani is being held in prison for multiple counts of attempted murder. This is VOA News. Israel is taking steps to deport thousands of African migrants.
Israeli immigration authorities have begun issuing deportation orders to asylum seekers from war-torn Eritrea and Sudan. It is the latest step in Israel's plan to expel about 40,000 African migrants after they entered the country illegally during the past decade. A man who identified himself as Michael received a deportation notice. It said that by April 1st, he must leave for an unnamed African country reported to be Rwanda. Michael said it is wrong for Israel to deport refugees knowing they face certain death back in Africa.
That's Robert Berger reporting for VOA in Jerusalem. The biggest sporting event in the United States, the Super Bowl, kicks off later this evening in the United States when the Philadelphia Eagles play the New England Patriots for the championship of America's football professional National Football League. The Patriots quarterback Tom Brady could set several records during the game. He will be the oldest non-kicker to play in the Super Bowl and could be the oldest quarterback to win and pick up his sixth title ring, the most of any player in history. Philadelphia is trying for its first Super Bowl win, but the Patriots are favored in the game that is expected to be viewed by more than 100 million people on television. Well, Sunday is also World Cancer Day, and to mark it, the World Health Organization is urging the adoption of healthy lifestyles as a way to lower cancer risk. WHO also emphasizes that early diagnosis and treatment for cancer can save many lives. VOA's Lisa Schlein report from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Much progress has been made in the diagnosis and treatment of cancer, but the statistics regarding this disease remain terrible. Cancer is the second leading cause of death globally, killing nearly 9 million people yearly, with about 14 million new cases being diagnosed. The most common cause of cancer death include lung, liver, colorectal, stomach, and breast cancers. The World Health Organization reports tobacco use is the most important risk factor, followed by alcohol use, unhealthy diet, and lack of physical activity. WHO Technical Officer for Cancer Control, Andre Ilbawi, says approximately 70% of cancer deaths are in low- and middle-income countries.
That is Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.